Hello, and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio. I'm your host, Dave Micah, Executive Director for South Shore Arts, and my guest today is, I believe, President of the Area Artists Association, A3, Diane Grams. Is that, did I have your title right, Diane?
That's correct.
Well, listen, it is a pleasure to have you on with us today. So very much appreciate you taking the time. And if I can maybe start here, because, you know, in my role, I just absolutely love getting engaged with different artist communities. And I have not had too much of an opportunity to connect directly with A3, the Area Artists Association. So can you start just by telling us a little bit about your group?
Sure. This is our 44th year. We were founded in 1980, and it was a group of artists that founded the group as part of when the Blank Center was given to Michigan City for the Art Center, and it metamorphized into the Lubusnik Center, but we operate independently within the Lubusnik Center, where we artists can apply to become a member. It's a juried. We review the pictures of the artist's work, their exhibit history, and a statement about their work. And once they're accepted, then whenever we do shows, they can submit work to it. So it's the one-time jury process. And then after that, once you're in, you're in. And this year, we've done three shows. One was at the Art Barn, and another was at Moon Tree Studios in Plymouth. And then the final one, which is our anniversary show, is at the Chesterton Art Center. And we've done a couple shows there over the years, and most of us are also members of the Chesterton Art Center. And we love the Chesterton Art Center. So this show is titled, It's All About the Square. And so we asked artists to, kind of a broad theme, and artists to submit something, and we just got a really wild group of submissions.
That is terrific. Now, you know, as an artist yourself, without a doubt, a very accomplished artist out there, for the artist, as you look at artist groups and communities like the Area Artists Association, what's so special about it? What does an artist get from that engagement, besides obviously the opportunity to submit work for shows and things like that? But what are the other benefits that really come to an artist by being involved in these communities?
Well, the community is the correct word. This is a community of artists where we get together, we meet every other month, and half of those are parties where we have an annual picnic, we have a holiday party, and we just had our annual meeting. But it really is a community, and what's part of every meeting is we go around and everybody gives their member news. And what's absolutely amazing is the successes that our group members have achieved. And I think part of that is we really celebrate when somebody gets a show. Right now, my husband and I have a show up at the Chesterton Art Center. It's called Of Gods and Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our members, who's our secretary, just won the absolute top prize at the salon, the South Shore Art Salon.
Mm-hmm.
She's a portrait artist. And Dorothy Graydon lives in Valparaiso, and she has a show in Evanston, and Edwin and Laurel lives in Michigan City, and they have a show, a two-person show in Buchanan at these Roadie Roadie. And what's amazing is just to watch how each person continues their journey as an artist. And we have a lot of people that are kind of beginning that journey. They have had a couple shows, but they're learning the ins and outs of really moving their career up. And I think that's what's really helped them as well, is to kind of see what this perseverance means, how you tweak your pictures of your artwork, or you tweak your artist statement. And that's really what this being in a community of professional artists is about. It's just really learning some of these ins and outs, and getting grants, and getting, you know, different making sales. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just celebrate each other as we do that.
Well, and I can tell you what, the fact that you're celebrating, using that word still, 44 years as a community is terrific. And so you referenced it. It's All About the Square is the name of the upcoming exhibit. When does that exhibit open?
Well, it runs November 2nd through December 2nd, so it's the month of November. And we do have a public reception scheduled on Saturday, November 9th from 12 to 2, and that's at the Chesterton Arts Center, which is 115 South 4th Street in Chesterton. And the public is invited. And there will be refreshments that day. And you're going to see some crazy interpretations of the square. I mean, some of it is kind of what you'd expect. The picture itself is a square painting, or, you know, it's on a square format. Sometimes people used a square, but sometimes there's an artist who did a painting of a public square in Poland. And so there's different things. There's conceptual ones. Susie Vance did an amazing book, interactive book, called A Square Deal for Women. And it really is a political statement. It's about the women's right to vote and the ERA and a lot of issues about women's rights. So it's really covering the gamut of what, and it, I mean, I'm sure there's like 4,000 more of things that people could have done, but right. It really is an interesting show.
Well, it should be, and I'm assuming this is open to the public free, so no tickets are required. They can just show up at the Cheston Arts Center?
Yep, they can show up for the reception, which is on that Saturday, but other times they're open Monday through Friday, 11 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 2. So it's free to get in the Cheston Arts Center. They have a gift shop with some crazy stuff in there for sale for the holidays. One cool thing about the Cheston Arts Center is once you're a member, you can sell your stuff at the gift shop. So a lot of artists are members for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a lot of really cool gifts at the Cheston Arts Center's gift shop as well for holiday buying.
Well, and Hannah, who runs it, is just a terrific advocate for communities like yours. And so I'm sure she's thrilled to have you guys there during the month of November. So, Diane, very much appreciate you joining us today on Eye on the Arts Radio. And I thank you to all of you listening to Eye on the Arts Radio. We will be back again next week to highlight even more arts people, places, and events celebrating the arts across the region.
Thank you.